Progress note, patient name, Miller, Vivian, date, 12/23/22, place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation, history of present illness, Ms. Miller is a 64-year-old African-American female, seen today on rounds, she is hemodynamically and clinically stable. The patient is a poor historian and is noted to be confused and forgetful at times. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. There are no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, stroke, right-sided hemiparesis, expressive aphasia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, CAD, PVD, anemia, COPD, esophageal reflux, dysphagia, muscle weakness, impaired mobility, COVID-19 infection, memory loss, full assistance with ADLs, left femoral pseudoaneurysm, endometriosis, DVT, PAD, vascular dementia, and osteoarthritis, allergies, codeine, current medications, apixaban, aspirin, clonidine, metoprolol, Plavix, simvastatin, tramadol, acetaminophen, valsartan/hydrochlorothiazide, and zofran as needed, review of systems as per above, physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 100 over 59, temperature 97.6, heart rate 70, respiration 16, and oxygen saturation 96% on room air, HEENT benign, neck supple, no JVD noted, lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically, cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no clicks, rubs, or murmurs, abdomen soft, non-tender, and non-distended, bowel sounds present times 4, neurological, decreased sensation to the right lower extremity, decreased sensation to the right upper extremity, right-sided paralysis to the upper extremity, generalized weakness, impaired mobility, and wheelchair bound, skin, warm and dry, no lesions noted, no jaundice noted, extremities, peripheral pulses palpable and symmetrical, no clubbing noted, musculoskeletal, no swelling or deformity, positive for decreased range of motion, muscle weakness, right-sided hemiplegia with increased right upper extremity resistance to passive range of motion, assessment and plan number 1, peripheral artery disease, continue current medications and routine follow-up with cardiologist. Number 2, hypertension, continue current medications. Number 3, flaccid hemiplegia of the right dominant side as a late effect of cerebral infarction, continue assistance with ADLs. Number 4, generalized muscle weakness, continue physical therapy and occupational therapy, continue fall precautions.